Today's daf is Kelayim daf Mem Gimel. This last full daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Kelayim, parak Karachas HaKerem, which got us into the topics of Kerem, vineyards, and the shiurim required for spaces between vineyards, a space within one vineyard, space between vines in one row, space between rows, all the different rules that we have. So we're up to the Gemara on Mem Beis Mabeis, right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah taught us that we know that if one has two rows, then those two rows could be considered a kerem together. Beis Shammai says, we learned a couple days ago, even one row might be a kerem, but Beis Hillel says two rows are a kerem. But how close do they have to be in order to be considered one kerem? So they have to be within 8 amos of each other. As long as they're within 8 amos, they're viewed as a kerem, a vineyard, and we would need 4 amos around them to have distance before we would plant any tevua. But if there are 3 rows, the Mishnah said that even if you have 16 amos in between, so that would still be considered a kerem. But if you have more than 16 amos, so then they would be considered individual rows, and they would not be called a kerem, but just vines, and one would only need 6 tfachim away to plant there. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov added, we'll talk about this, B'ez Hashem, today in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov added in the name of Chananya ben Chachinoi, that if you had 3, and then the middle one that got destroyed and fell apart, so then even if you have 16 between the outer two, that also remains a kerem. That remains a kerem, even though if you had originally planted it, this is what he seems to say, we'll talk about it in the Gemara today, but he seems to say that if you would have planted it originally, 8 amos is the maximum. As we just said, 2 rows, 8 amos. But because this was originally 3, and therefore the 16 amos was the shear, so that even if the middle row gets ruined and destroyed, 16 amos would still be the shear lechumra. We spoke last time about maybe chilukim between that different areas of halacha, hilchos shviyas, hilchos kelayim, hilchos kinyanim, and the like. Okay, Gemara. Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, Shmona chutz mimakom karsin. The shear of 8 amos that we count to measure the vines, the distance between the vines, right, is not including the area of the trunks. The trunks of the vines, the area on the ground, that is not mitztaref, right? The marafolda chutz bimakom minageza, from the trunks. As the Gemara says, Kavod the Tamar, just like we say, Shmona chutz bimakom karsin, just like we say, 8, besides the area of the trunks, V'dichvasa, similarly, Arba chutz bimakom karsin, just like we say elsewhere, 4, besides the area of the trunk. So what is this 4 referring to? So that's Machlokas in the Farshim on the page. The Ma'ara Fulda says it's referring to the Mishnah in a couple of days, on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Mishnah says, 4 between each vine in the row. Between each vine within the row, it also, if it's too densely next to each other, so we said also, that's not a normal way to plant a vineyard. They're one on top of another. That also wouldn't be called a vineyard. So you need 4 between each vine. Look on Daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah says the Mem Zayin Aleph. Kerem shehu natua al pachos me arba amos. I'm sorry, this was between the vines, between the rows themselves. If the rows are less than 4 amos between each other, so then that's also not a, Rabbi Shimon said that's not a kerem. So again, it has to be between 4 and 8 amos. That is the normal way of planting the vine. So if it's less than 4 amos, so that is not a kerem. So the Ma'ara Folda says that's what our Gemara is referring to. That 4 also is not counting the trunks. If you look in the Gra or the Rasilio, no, it's talking about the 4 that we usually have, 4 amos around for Avodas HaKerem. The 4 around something's called a kerem, something's called a vineyard, then you need 4 amos around, once it is called a kerem, in order to not plant there. And therefore, that's the 4 that it's referring to. So you don't count the trunk, and you count out. That's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky also, as he generally follows the Gra as well. Arba, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Arba, Shetzorach, Laharchik, Hazra, Min HaKerem, Modedim, Min HaGefen, Veilach, Vein Ovi, HaGefen, Bechlal. The thickness of the Gefen is not counted. The 4 amos that you count out. The Rambam's Lashon of makom karsin, right? That's the language that the Gemara uses here. So the Rambam has this in Hilchas Kelayim Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. The kama yehi being called shura shalosh kodem oyasi. You need at least three vines within each row, as we said. But bed ramamurim shoyeh being called gefen vegefen me'arba masvat shmona amos. As we said, based on the mission that we just saw, between 4 and 8 amos, the rows have to be. Avalam haya bein shtei shuros shmona amos chutz mimakom hagafanim atzman. Right, that's where he quotes our Gemara. But if there are, between the two rows, 8 amos, besides the makom of the vines themselves, that's the Rambam's lashon of makom karsin, hare elu kimuvdalo zumizu, they are separated from each other, ve'einon kerem echad, they're not looking as one kerem, ve'eino marchi elashisha tvachim mikol shura. Then one would only have to have 6 tvachim from every row. Ve'chein, im haye b'neyam pachas bi'arba amos. And also, if they don't have 4 amos, between each other, harigi gechanachas umarchik shisha tvachim l'charos. Like Kesef Mishnah says, that line of the Rambam, he got from our Gemara. Fine. I'm Rabbi Elazar. We continue now in our Gemara. Rabbi Elazar makes a statement, and we're not exactly sure what it means until the Gemara comes and tries to explain it. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, or Rabbi Elazar, to be more exact, in the language of the Yerushalmi. Remember, Yerushalmi leaves out aleph often. Rabbi Abba, often Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Elazar. Hechmiru tocho yosem yichutzalo. The interior, the inside shear, is more chamer than the outside shear. Right, so what's the inside, what's the outside? What is it referring to? So Amar Reb Zeira says, Adana Taman, when I was there, what's there? In Bavel, right? Because Baruch Hashem, we're a little Yerushalmi, right? So when I was there in Bavel, Kimante, I was Mekayim, I established and explained what Rabbi Elazar was talking about. I explained it there. What was he talking about? Tocho Shmona Chutzalo Sheshesrei. Tocho, what he was talking about when you have, as we have in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has between 2 rows, 8 amos. Between 3 rows, 16 amos. So Tocho is the 8 amos, and the Chutza is the 16 amos. Which is also the same as we had in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Karacha Zakarim. So what Rabbi Elazar meant to say was as follows. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Me'arba Amos Vashmona, when it's between 4 and 8 Amos. So that proximity, if you plant Zeraim there, Aser U'mekadesh. It not only is Aser to do, it Asers. As we know, that's the Din Daraisa. Right? Pentukdash Hamalei Hazera. So when it's within, If you have a vineyard, so then within 4 amos is the Avodas HaKerem, and that's going to be also Daraisa and Ne'asar. If you have 2 rows that make up the vineyard, so then if the two rows are within 4 rows of each other, that's too close. And that's got to be between 4 and 8. So if it's between 4 and 8, so then it Asers, and it's Aser, and it's Oser. Mishmona Vacheshesrei, Aser, Ve'ena Makadish. But if it's from 8 to 16, so then it's Aser, as our Mishnah says, right? Within 16 amos of each other, it's Aser. But that is not as intense of an Iser, meaning Pashas is not an Iser Daraisa, right? Ve'ena Makadesh, and it does not Makadesh. It doesn't Aser the Zerayim, right? It's just Aser to do, but it doesn't Aser the Zerayim, even according to the Tanakama. Right, who holds of the shear? Remember, we saw at the end of the Mishnah. We'll talk about who the halach is like. At the end of the Mishnah, we had Rav Shimon and Rabbi Meir that says even between 6 rows, between 3 rows, the shear is 8 amos, right? Not 16. That was at the end of the Mishnah that we had on Mem Beis on the bottom. And today we'll talk about whether we paskin that way. But Rav Zeira says that in Pshat of Rabbi Elazar that even according to the Mandamar that says 16 is the shear, that's only that they're usher to plant there. But it is not usher the Zraim, which again, Pashas reflects that it is an Isser Durabanan, not an Isser Daraisa. And therefore, if it's only an Isser Durabanan, it's not going to affect the Zraim to say that it is Nasar. Maybe because as many Achronim assume, not agreed upon by all Rishonim. Discussions of this in the Rishonim and Maseches Nedarim, that the Rabbanan focus more on the Gavra. When the Rabbanan have a din, they focus on telling you what to do and what not to do. But they don't have the power to create realities in Chefzes. That's not what the Rabbanan do. Just one example of that, that's the Meshech Chachma. We mentioned this often, but we haven't mentioned it in a while. But the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim, where the Meshech Chachma there is discussing the Shita of the Rambam that says, both in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishnah Torah, that we know the Rabbanan have the power to create laws, and we have the Chiyuv to listen to their laws. V'yasisa, according to what they say. And one is not allowed to veer from what they say. Lo sasur mi kol, right? Lo sasur min adavar sheyagidu l'chayim in a small. You can't veer to the right or to the left from what they tell you. The Rambam has a shita that is discussed by the later Rishonim, that the Rambam says, every time I violate an Issa d'Rabbanon, I'm violating the Issa d'Araisa of Lo sasur. That's the Rambam shita. Not only if the Rabbanon tell me how to do a mitzvah d'Araisa, and I violate that, not only that is Lo sasur, but even if they tell me it's a d'Rabbanon, right, if I eat chicken and milk, right, I'm going to violate the Issa d'Araisa of Lo sasur. That's the Rambam Shita. So ask the Ramban and ask the others, what do you mean? So then every d'Rabbanon is a d'Araisa? So then, how is there ever a principle of Savi d'Rabbanon l'Gula? Savi d'Araisa l'Chumra? Every d'Rabbanon is a d'Araisa. And there's Nemonis for d'Rabbanon and not for d'Araisa, for certain people. But how could that be? Every d'Rabbanon is a d'Araisa. Says the Meshech Chachma, Yud Zayin Yud Aleph in Dvarim. He quotes the Rambam and he says the Ramban Herech Ba'otzem Pilpulo Litcho Zemi Rayos Rabos Atzmu Misvar. You can't even count the kashas that the Ramban has on the Rambam. The Klalei Asagaso. But let me summarize. Diim Kain Hayeroy LaHachmer B'Sveikan. Right, if it's every Drabanan is Daraisa, then you should be Machmer by Safik Drabanan. Ubitol Drabanan Mipnei Daraisa. And why do you say that a daraisa is mevatel a drabanan? Every drabanan is also a daraisa. V'yasi drabanan v'ad daraisa v'taroves. V'herech l'mod b'inyanim elu v'chidesh b'em shitachers. Says the Meshech Chachma. V'anochi ofer v'efer tachas raglav. I'm nothing. I'm dirt. Amar, but what can I do? Ki l'shikol daiti ha'emes k'diri ha'rambam. But the Rambam's right. Meshech Chachma says, v'yikr uzeh why? Ki ha'torah ratzta. Asher milvad inyanim hanitzchiyim v'hakayamim la'ad. The Torah, besides the eternal laws that there are many of, yischadish inyanim siyagim v'yasharos v'chumros asher yuzmaniyim. But there will be over time temporary laws created by the rabbis. Hainu sheyia b'yad chachamim lahosif al pigdaram hanimsa lahem shebofanim elu nitan l'mashus, that they will add on certain laws. V'im yamod bezden acher gadol b'chachbo v'minyin. And if a later bezin gets up and decides that the earlier din shouldn't be true, ubeheskim klal yisol kfiyag dam sheish bazeh harushes biyadam levatel. Right, a later bezin could come along. A later bezin can't come out and knock out a din daraisa. But a later drav a bezin that's gadol, that's just as great, bechachmu v'minyan, could be mevatel an earlier din. How could that be? How could that be? The answer is that a din drabanan is not inherent about the chefsa, that something has changed. The rabbanan just tell you what to do. What to do? So there are, later Rabbanan can tell you to do something different. The Torah says, lo sasa, you have to listen, or else the whole Torah would fall apart. But v'yim kena mitzvah, the key by the Rabbanans is listening to the Rabbanan, not content of what the Rabbanan said, as much as just listening to them. V'yim kena mitzvah dafka l'shma ma'ashe yomru. Aval inyin ba'atzmo she'omru v'chidshu, efsha she'enem eskabal ha'ratzan ha'boret. It's possible that Hashem is not interested in having this din Rabbanan. Is that possible? It's just that the point of the din Rabbanan is to listen. V'afim yichadnu be'emaz, even if they got it right, it's not that Hashem wants us to be in a law that is engraved forever. But the point is just to listen, not the content of what they said. And he gives a mashal of mor b'malchus. Right, if a king wants to build a highway through my backyard, and I don't want him to, but this is for the good of the tzibur, and he needs, so then that's the din. The din d'araisa is that I have to listen to the king. Does Hashem really care about this highway? Maybe not, but it's about the listening to the king. And he says, man malchi rabbanan, the rabbanan compared to malachim. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, the second though that it's a suffix, then my violating that is not violating in issa d'rabbanan, because it's just in doubt. The second that it's a suffix, then it's a zero. It's not that, oh, suffix, and therefore you should be machmir. The second it's a suffix, it's something about my behavior. It's not a suffix about an inherent din d'araisa, or a din d'rabbanan even, because the second that it's a suffix, my violating that, right, what's called by the earlier achronim, kahai gavna lo tiknu. right? The Rabbanan meant their dinim to be in cases of Vadai and not in cases of Suffolk. That's how he answers the question. But along the way, he says, and this is why he alludes to the fact, this is why generally dinim Rabbanan are about the Gavra, are about telling you what to do and what not to do. They don't change the inherent nature of the makeup of the items. So here in our Gemara, the Isra is the Rabbanan, and therefore it's Oser, but it's not Nesar. It's not Nesar. And he has one line, he says, and this fits into the Nesivus. Doesn't tell you what the Nesivus says. You got to look up the Nesivus. The Nesivus in Reish Lamadalan. That's the Nesivus who explains the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Rambam. Another Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody, and then we'll continue, if somebody sells me fruit, and I bought it, and I ate the fruit, and the fruit ended up being usser. If the fruit is still around, then it's megatol, I'll give him back. What if I ate it already? So if I ate the fruit, can I get my money back? Get my money back? He sold me treif. He sold me nakod, he sold me tevel. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are machalik between Yisurei D'Oraisa and Yisurei D'Rabbanan. Yisurei D'Oraisa, that you get your money back. Yisurei D'Rabbanan, you don't get your money back, and then you don't even need kapara by Yisurei D'Rabbanan. That's the Nesivus' shita. Isur D'Rabbanan b'shogig doesn't even need kapara. Because you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You violated what the Rabbanan told you to do. The answer is no. If you did it to Rabbanan, you didn't go against what the Rabbanan said. It was all a mistake. And therefore, he's going to pay you back for what? You didn't do anything wrong. Right? But Daraises, you did something wrong, even if you did it b'shogig. They're also related to the Chefza and the Gavra. So again, this explains this line of Asur V'eino Mekadesh. Another important point to discuss here is Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, well, I was in Bavel, so, you know, then I had this shot. So, more than once in Shas, the Gemara talks about Reb Zeira wanted to make Aliyah, and he tried to stay away from his Rebbe, who didn't want him to make Aliyah. Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph in the Bavli, Reb Zeira, Kavi Mishtamid, being the Reb Yehuda, when he was trying to stay away from Rav Yehuda the Amora, to boy Lamesak Laura the Israel, because he, Reb Zeira, wanted to go move to Eretz Israel, Dom Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda said, Kolom mi Bavel, so over Basay, Reb Yehuda says, you're not allowed to move from Bavel to Eretz Israel. You violate an Asay, which Yirmiyahu says, Bavela Yuvo Visham Yu, right? The Pasuk says, they shall go to Bavel and they shall remain there. Which the Pashup shot of the Pasuk is talking about the Kalim, not talking about the Jews. And they'll be there until, but Rav Yehuda understood that you can't move. So Reb Zeira was trying to figure out how to go get her shear from his Rebbe without his Rebbe seeing him. Because he didn't want to get his Rebbe to tell him. That's a Rashi over there. Hayayari le Roslo. He didn't want to appear in front of him. Mishum Davi Boy Reb Zeira Lamesak Laura Disrael. He wanted to make Aliyah. Reb Yehuda lo Sfirale. Viyare pen Yigzer Alam Milelech. Maybe our Rebbe's going to tell me I'm not allowed to go. So what's that about? Why would there be an Isser to go? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, half of a tshuva about this. If you look in Chelik Yud, Tzitz Eliezer talks about this in Os Hey. He talks about two elements of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He talks about histabkus to the Shechina, avir d'Eretz Yisrael machkum. But then he says, Eretz Yisrael only gives this magical power to those who are open to it and aware of it. She'eretz Yisrael hirak b'chinas yoav chachma l'chakimin. Ubali isarusa delatata, loba isarusa dela'ela. If I don't have the first step of recognizing the palace that I'm in, then I'm not going to get the inspiration. Umilo hatashuka v'haratzon lehitaher, Oz chutzah d'Eretz Yisrael masayas lo baharbe uposachas lo pesach pischa shalulam likanis al kodesh pnima begeder v'iskadishtem v'isem kedoshim shemikodem shorach lahaktim ha'iskadshus atzmis. And that's why you find Reb Zeira, brachas nun zayin, he quotes Reb Zeira, didn't make aliyah until he saw barley in a dream. There's a whole list of dreams there. Shara is sorim bechalom shu simin shesaru avonosav. Switch around the samach and the sin. Be seeing barley in a dream is a good thing. It's like your sins have been removed. Shnemer v'sav sara avonev chatesach tuchupar v'hainu mebreisha kedei la'alos Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Zeira wanted to become refined and do tshuva. Reb Shlomo Zalman's grandfather fasted every Monday and Thursday for 3 years before they made aliyah. Right, because he wanted to make sure he was on that level. But Tzorach Lahakdim, we cannot use this as an excuse. Those who, I'm not on that level. That's If somebody was honest, okay, Mela, but Bezman Hazet, someone's honest grandfather could say that. But that was his plan and he actually did it. But anyway, Rav Sis Eliezer says, Tzorach lahakdin lazeh achanem mukdemes, miyos od b'chutz laaretz, ulushtadel lisakin kol avonos b'chtei sheyala v'yikanes. El HaKadosh Tzorach v'naki, b'kol chet v'ashma. And that's what he Rav Zera waited for. And that's why'd he wait? Mashalom matzinu l'shum echan me'atanayim. Or Amaram, Shechiku Lazeh. We don't find any other Amaram or Tanan that waited to see barley before they went. They made Aliyah. Why is that? Because the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud says the Rabbi Zera was trying to. It was his Rebbe didn't want him to make Aliyah, like we just saw in the Gemara in Shabbos. It's also in Ksubas Kuf Yud. So his Rebbe didn't want him to make Aliyah. So why? Rabbi Zera thought it was mutter, but Rabbi Yehuda thought it was aser. Lachain, since Rabbi Yehuda was being moche and he was saying it was an iser, that's where Rabbi Zera didn't go until he had a simim in Hashemayim. He took this as a siman hashamayim, when he saw the barley, that tzara avonosav, the ain biyado avon. There's no sin in going against what his Rebbe thinks, and therefore he went once he had that vision. And that's what our Gemara says, Reb Zera says, when I was in Bavel, I was able to figure out what Reb Elazar meant, and that's what he told us here. Okay, weiter. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov omer v'chul. So in the Mishnah, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said, if you remember the Mishnah said, between two rows, 8 amos. Between 3 rows, 16 amos. Elazar ben Yaakov says, if you have 3 rows and the middle row falls apart, still 16 is the shear. Because once it used to be 3 with 16 shear, so that stays. Says the Gemara, but 1 second. We learned earlier in the Perek, you remember the case where you have a big kerem and then the middle part gets destroyed. So 16 amos is the shear in between. Fine. But that was only if you had enough vines on all the sides or some of the sides to still count as krumim themselves. Right? We had earlier back on Daf Lamed Hay that as long as you have, let's say, two on, first we said, is it two on all four sides? Is it two on three sides? Remember the last few lines on Lamed Hay base. Right? We said, Vinishtar bokede kerem bein arba, ruchos bein shalosh, bein shtayim zukenegazu. You need at least a kerem on two sides. At least on two sides, opposite each other, right? But if in our Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, there's no kerem on any side because there's only one vine, right? What did Rav Elazar ben Yaakov say? If there were three rows and the middle one gets destroyed, so if there are 16 amos in between, so then that's still usser. That's still called a kerem. 1 second, you only have one row on each side. So you have no kerems around. So that's much more chamur. That's not what our Mishnah said earlier about the karachas akerem. You need 16 amos in between, even if it became destroyed. Only if you have krumim, you still have vineyards considered vineyards on either side. So that's what the Gemara is. The implicit question. So the Gemara answers. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Asi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kibeishamai. Maybe Elazar ben Yaakov is like beishamai. Beishamai says, one row is already a vineyard, right? So kamad de beishamai amri shura achas kerem. Just like beishamai says, even one row is a kerem. Kein Rav Elazar ben Yaakov amri shura achas kerem. So too, he would also say that one row. He might not, the Rosh Silvio points out, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't have to hold of all the shiurim of beishamai, right? Remember back in the first Mishnah, what does beishamai say about a karachas akerem? Karachas akerem is 24, I think, right? Well, the first Mishnah. Karach zakerem, beishami omrim, esrim va'arba amos, beisil omrim, sheishesri amos. So he holds like Beis Hillel regarding the shear of Karach zakerem, 16 amos, but he holds like beishamai that even one row could be called the kerem if there are five. And therefore, here in the Karach zakerem, even though if you only have one row around, which is not a kerem for a Beis Hillel, but it is a kerem for a beishamai, and he would hold of that. So the Gemara says, wait a second, manavshach, if this is true, the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Beishamai, then the second half of his statement is problematic. Let's go back. What did Rav Elazar ben Yaakov say in the Mishnah? Right, he said, in the name of Rav Hanani ben Chachinai, even if the middle one falls apart, still, 16 amos is a shear. Even though, had you planted it originally, two rows, only 8 amos in between. Right, so that line, that doesn't sound like Beishamai. Right, so again, we're going to have to limit, maybe, or b'chalik, what he holds like b'shamai, what not, but he doesn't. So says the Gemara, b'manavshach. Right, 1 second. Either way, kerem gadol, huaser b'shmona. Kerem katan, huaser b'shmona. What does that mean? Look at the Marafolda. Mimanashach. Hoil v'svira le'shirachas kerem. If he holds one row as a kerem, imkein manashach aser v'shmona amos. So then, 8 amos should be aser. 8 amos, right? What is, we said, if even one row is going to be usser, because he holds like Beis Shammai, then as, what's the rule? What's the rule? How much distance do you need outside of a kerem? 4 amos. So what does he say? What did he say in our Mishnah? If you planted it originally, then 8 amos in between would be enough. 8 amos? 8 amos exactly? 8 amos exactly? 4 amos for each vine? Then that's not enough room to plant anything in between. So how could he say in our Mishnah, if we hold like Beis Shammai, that each of these one rows is a kerem, and what does he say? Shilu mitzchila natana imut reshmona amos. If you planted originally, that 8 amos, and we assume that means exactly 8 amos in between, would be enough to plant in between. That's not enough. If each row is a vineyard, then 4 amos next to it is usser, and if 4 amos next to it is usser, so then there's no room to plant in between. So how could he hold like Beis Shammai that one row is usser, and yet he says 8 amos? Right, finishing up that Mara Folda. So the Gemara answers, you're right. It doesn't mean in the Mishnah 8 amos. It means just above 8 amos. Reb Yudin says, Lo Amar Kain. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov did not mean exactly 8 amos. Ela, Shmona Amos Asur, Shmona Amos V'kol Shehu Mutter. Right? 8 and a drop. What he meant, he didn't mean 8. You're right, exactly 8 would not be good enough. Because then you have the 4 amos for 4 amos for each vineyard, and then that's Asur. There's no room in between. But if it's more than 8 amos, that would be good enough. Fine. Istabai Meimar. Others say, maybe there's a different shot to that line. Right, what does the line say again in the Mishnah? If you planted originally, 8 would be enough. So we just said, first answer, it means 8 and a little bit. 8 and a little bit would be enough. Second answer, maybe 8 is not referring to the distance between the two rows. Maybe 8 is referring to the amount that you need after the 4 amos coming out of each vineyard. I mean, really, it means 16. Right, istabai meimar sheilu mitchila nato mata sheishesrei hayamuter b'shmona amos. If you had 4 amos from each row, which according to what we just said is a whole vineyard, so then the 8 amos in between would be mutter. That's what he means. If you planted originally, 8 amos would be mutter. What's 8 amos would be mutter? The middle 8 amos would be mutter. If you had 4 amos fully coming out from each of the vineyards. So two different pshatim. How do you understand that second half of Rabbi Zman Yaakov's statement? Again, assuming he holds like Beis Shammai, because there's only one row on each one, and he still says it's a karachas a kerem, so he would hold like Beis Shammai. So what does that mean? 8? Either it means 8 and a little bit, or 8 is referring to the space after you have 4 amos from each vineyard coming out. So it's basically 16 amos altogether. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has one more statement relating to this whole framework. Aser, the Rabbi ben Yaakov could be Shammai. Rabbi ben Yaakov also is like Beis Shammai in terms of he's being more machmir by destroyed kerem than a planted kerem originally. Kama, and the Rasilio explains this. Kama, the Beis Shammai machmir babachur banu yosem yimata aso. Just like Beis Shammai is more machmir by the destruction than original planting, meaning karachas a kerem, what the first Mishnah say in the parak, 24 amos in the middle, even though if you planted originally 16, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we saw earlier, Ken Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, machmir bir churbano yosar mimata asa. So the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is machmir in the shiurim, churban is 16, and mata aso is only 8 originally. So again, each of them, the destroyed state is more machmir. Reminds me a little bit of the sugya of sometimes nire v'nidche is worse than dichui me'ikaro. Again, in the sugya of dichui, that an item, a carbon, a fruit, something could be gain a status, and once it gains a status, so then it's ruined. So if it never had a status, so then it's a little bit of nire v'nidche is worse. I like to give the mashal of, if you ran for president and you lost, so then it's worse than if you never ran before. You have a better chance if you never ran before than if you ran and you lost. Okay. Vayter. The last line of the Mishnah, if you remember, Reb Shimon Reb Meir Omrim, Reb Shimon Reb Meir said, even if you have three rows, the shear is eight amos in between. The shear is eight amos in between. Reb Yonah, so do we pass in that way? So we saw, we'll see, read the Gemara. Reb Yonah, B'shem Rav, Mutter, and also, I'm sorry, not only do we paskin that way, but what did they mean? What was their language? Their language in the Mishnah was Mutter. What is Mutter going on? So, Reb Yonah, B'shem Rav, Mutter HaZera, V'Asur L'Zroa. The Zera is Mutter if you did it, but it's still Asur. It's still Asur to plant within 16 Amos. It's just that if you did it, it's going to be Mutter. Reb Yossi b'shem Rav Hilchasa Mutter Hazera u'Mutter Lizrawa. We add in. No. Rav says everything's Mutter. You're allowed to do it. Sure. And it's obviously the Zera is Mutter because it's Mutter to do. Reb Chia Bar Ashi b'shem Rav Halacha Kremei Reb Shimon. We pasken this way. So how far do we pasken this way? Ma Mutter Hazera Mutter Lizrawa or Mutter Hazera Vazel Lizrawa. So which one is do we pasken it's even Mutter to do? Min ma da amar Rabbi Ba, from the fact that Rabbi Ba said, Ma shachli Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi once measured for me, karmi, my vineyard, mata shmona al shmona, and he measured the shear of eight amos, right, even though there were more than two rows. Ha da amar mutter azera mutter lizroa, it must be that it is mutter. The Rambam paskens this way, if you remember the Rambam paskens this way, that eight amos, like the maskan of this Gemara here, that eight amos is the shear, even if you have six rows, you need the distance between four and eight amos. If it's more than eight amos away from each other, then they're each viewed individually. They're each called vines, rows of vines, and you only need six tvachim from there. He does have a chumrah, the Rambam adds, and the Achronim wonder where he gets this from. He does say, outside the kerem, not within the kerem you can plant in between, but outside the kerem you can plant within four amos. One second. If it's just vineyards, there's only six tvachim. So the Mefarshim say, because from outside you can't really tell how far away the rows are. So from outside, it's kind of like a Mara Zion issue, that you need four amos outside. It's the Rambam Perek Zion Halacha Daled. You need four amos outside so that, you know, it's even though inside it's much more makel. The Ravid paskens like the Tanakama, because there's a Gemara in the Bavli that seems to pasken like the Tanakama. Against Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir here. And the Rasir Leo quotes this. He quotes the Rambam and he says, Veinu Nachon. I don't think the Rambam is right, because, first of all, maybe this is only for Chutz La'aretz, but not for Eretz Yisrael. And also, look in Bava Basra Pei Gimel, in the Bavli, right? We pass like the Tanakama, and Bavli beats Yerushalmi, as the Rif says at the end of Erevin. I don't know if you've quoted that. We quoted that all the way in Akdama, but there's a line in the Rif. The last few lines of the Rif in Mesechas Erevin, he quotes that... whatever the context is there, kibun de sugi de gemara di lon lahatira, since the Bavli is matir, lo ichbat lon, but my da'amri be gemara de b'nei ma'arava, dal gemara di lon, samchinan, de basrehu, v'inu avi b'ki be gemara de b'nei ma'arava, tfemi nun. The Bavli was b'kiin in the Yerushalmi. V'ilav de kimlu, da'ai meimer de b'nei ma'arava, lav samchahu, lo kashor le'inu. If they didn't know that the Yerushalmi is not authoritative, they would never have said what they said. So that's the Rif. It's quoted the last go up 10 lines in the last few lines of Erevin, that in terms of Pesach, Bavli beats Yerushalmi. The Rambam obviously didn't feel that way. Either he said the Yerushalmi sometimes can win, or he felt that you have to re-understand the Bavli. Okay, we'll stop here.